Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, if you travel 75 Central between North Dallas and McKinney, heads up, this one is for you. We've got Tony Hartzell on the line, Northeast Texas Communications Director with TxDOT. And Tony, there is a project in the works that would change how that extra lane, that inside lane, right now it's an HOV lane, is used along 75 Central. What's going on?
TxDOT is proposing a change to those HOV lanes. That HOV lane has been in operation for a couple of decades now. We're looking to modify that into what we call a technology lane. The good news for motorists is that those pylons that are out there that delineate between the regular lanes and that HOV lane, those pylons will be gone. That double white stripe will be gone. And 22 hours out of every day, motorists will be able to use that lane. And it won't have any restrictions on it. But for 2 hours a day, those lanes will be restricted to HOV, low emission vehicles, and motorcycles only. And those are generally in the peak hours by the direction. So in the morning from 7 to 9 a.m., you'll have that HOV, low emission vehicle, and motorcycle restriction. And at 4 to 6 p.m., those same restrictions will apply northbound. There's going to be a lot of changes coming up. We are still gathering public input on this, but we expect to get this contract awarded by the end of the summer and hopefully start construction at the end of the year.
It sounds like there's a lot of positive feedback coming from the public on this one. For whatever reason, that extra lane on 75 has always been kind of a point of not only controversy, but also it hasn't been the safest, with the pylons and things like that.
We do recognize at TxDOT that that lane has been underutilized. It does get about 1,500 vehicles an hour during the peak hour, which is a good amount, but it's still being underutilized. And also, we hear concerns about single occupant vehicles using that lane quite frequently. And so this is one step to address that. But it is important to note that there's still going to be those HOV restrictions for those 2 hours a day, depending on your direction of travel. And that will give some encouragement to continue to be an HOV user when you can.
So if this project goes forward and you're able to get it started or get the bid awarded by this summer, how long is this proposed to take?
Yeah, so this is a $57 million project. We're also going to be putting in brand new concrete barrier in the median. What we have right now are those set-in-place barriers, and when they get hit, they move out of line and can cause some challenges for traffic even going in the opposite direction. So we're going to do a lot of work in that median. It's going to take about 3 years total to do this project because we're also going to be installing some new lighting along that corridor, that entire 17-mile corridor from LBJ up to 121 Sam Rayburn Tollway. So there's a lot of work. We will get right on it, probably starting at the end of this year, but it will take about 3 years to complete. Yeah, I think it's important to note that, motorists will be able to get in and out of this lane at any point. There's not going to be those specific points where you can get in and out anymore. And so, we're looking to improve or enhance the safety of the corridor, and we're looking forward to getting this project started. John?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.